You're listening to Radio Caravan with host Scott Hayes, healthy lifestyle coach Jill Harvey, and sound engineer April Johnson.
Come on.
Nice fade out, April. You're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm Scott Hayes, and this is Radio Caravan. We've got a busy morning, so I'm going to move quickly through the agenda. Just a reminder, Radio Caravan broadcasts on Cox 3 TV 8 p.m. Saturdays, which is tonight, and 12 noon Sundays. 8 p.m. Saturday night and 12 noon Sunday. 250,000 Cox cable subscribers in Orange County and Palos Verdes. Also, I want to give a shout-out to longtime listener Judy Lesko from Irvine. She's one of those rare people who actually listens to the show, if you can believe that. In the studio with me is co-host Jim Bastian. Jim?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Yep.
I had a Starbucks dilemma this morning.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm on my way. I'm running a little late, but, you know, I had to get my Starbucks on. So I went into the Starbucks, and you're hoping for a really quick get in there, get out.
Never.
Big line. So I'm standing there. Do I go? Do I stay? Should I stay? Should I go? I stayed.
You did.
And then the lady in front of me, of course, had 27 things on her order.
Yeah.
Seemed very innocent. She pulls out her phone. She starts going, you know, double, you know, chai la macchiato with a, and I'm like, really? Oh, no. That was supposed to be a venti, not a. So.
Well, just so you know, that's a $100 fine for being late today, by the way.
It's all right. It's, all right. It's cheaper than the ticket that I probably should have got.
All right. Hey, listen, also in the studio this morning, we have Kieran Muise, who's our art culture reporter.
Yay.
And Kieran, where do you want to start this morning?
I definitely want to start recapping Lita Albuquerque's In a Long Nated Now.
That's
which
right.
I participated in last Saturday. It was a phenomenal, mind-blowing experience. We all dressed in white. There were over 200 volunteers. I bumped into a ton of artist friends from LA who I was just so impressed
right.
that Lita's legacy is so big.
Well, tell us again what it was briefly.
Now, in Elongated Now, it was a performance piece that we did on Main Beach. There were over 200 volunteers. We were all dressed in white, lined up across the beach. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
We descended from the cliff at the park, and people had no idea what was going on. They thought there were just so many different things.
Hundreds of people walking
hundreds
in white?
In white. And yeah. it was a choreographed event.
Yeah.
So we were standing staring at the sun for
right.
a good 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And people were just on the beach going, like, what's going on? And someone's like, am I going to see, like, some cult type of thing? And some guy was telling his daughter, I don't know what type of meditative experience these people think
wow.
they're going to have. Because they just didn't know. And then when they realized, some people actually were there and knew, bumped into a lot of people here, Sandy and Marjan. And they were just impressed because I heard a mother tell her daughter, because we started rotating clockwise and counterclockwise holding these blue bulbs, and she said, you know, maybe it's in relation to the earth or the sun, and it was just a learning experience.
That's
it was
cool.
So impressive to hear that.
You know, you mentioned Sandy, by the way. Sandy Ward, who's out there listening to the show right now, taking some pictures, and she's going to start participating on our radio show next week, The Food Stalker.
Yes.
So that's going to be an interesting addition to Radio Caravan, so we're looking forward to that. So that was fun and exciting, and I know Sandy shot some pictures that
yes.
she posted online. What else is going on this week in Laguna?
Laguna, I'm definitely going to today stop by the Peter Blake Gallery and see the Ed Moses show, which is ending this week. And for those who don't know who Ed Moses is, he's an 88-year-old experimental artist who is a legend. He specializes in post-war West Coast era art, along with Ed Ruscha and Laddie Johndale, who our gallery represents at Find Art.
Boy, this is high culture. Over my head.
Yes. And so he is known for experimenting in his style from latex to resin. So I have no idea what I'm going to find at
wow.
the Peter Blake Gallery, but I am so excited.
And that's tonight?
That's tonight. And I'm going tonight, and it's going to be ending this in about a week.
Okay.
One of the things that really stood out about Moses' life is he dated Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh.
While he was a studio assistant over at 21st Century
Fox. That'd be worth an interview.
You know,
who didn't date
Marilyn? That's a good point, Jim. Yeah.
And he was also, like Lottie John Dale, professor over at UCI. So he's got some Orange County roots, even though he's been a staple over in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And another artist I really want to focus on, I'm so in love with her work, is Mecole Hebron.
Okay.
She has done I want to say like a social type of experiment.
Uh-huh.
And it's being covered by Artbound on PBS, which you can find online. But what she did is she's gone around and she's asked friends and people to contribute. And she's made posters of every single gallery in the United States tallying the percentage of male artists that are represented versus women.
What's the percentage?
It's, you know, it's extremely low. It's about, I mean, the best galleries I think she's found have about a 30% ratio of women or female artists.
Oh.
So she's really trying to put a spotlight that, hey, we're here, we're present, you know, incorporate more women. We're rocking out just as hard as the men are.
I like
cool.
that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you're an artist as well?
Yes, I am.
So, you know, people can check you out online, M-U-I-Z-Z. First
gallery.com.
Gallery.com. Excellent. Nice. That's it on the art front.
That's
very nice, Carrie. Beautiful job. Golf clap, Cyrus. There it is. Okay, we also have in the studio healthy lifestyle coach, Miss Jill Harvey. And Jill, what's going
Good
on
morning.
This morning in the health
well,
and fitness world?
I was thinking about Kim Kardashian's butt. Really, I'm like, what's up?
Weren't we all?
What was up with
well,
that
not really,
photo?
Not really.
I was trying to take it out of my mind.
But the amount of money she got paid, I'll take like half of that and take a picture of my butt.
So, well, here
I just have
we
to
go.
Say, though, the bigger it is, the harder it falls. So when she's 40, 50, 60, it's going to be like knees, ankles. She'll be dragging it. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, the Kardashian butts are really extreme. I mean, is that just a genetic thing? Or
huge. I think it's...
I don't know, Jim. What do you think?
You know, actually, I have a Kim Kardashian story.
Really?
Oh.
So I was able to go to the Emmys a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I literally ran into her.
Uh-huh.
I was turning. I'm like, hey,
into her butt?
I ran into actually her boobs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Get on the mic so we can all hear this story.
In any event.
Your wife's going to love this story, I'm sure.
She was right there with me.
Oh, okay.
She walked in. I mean, Kim Kardashian, though, she's only about 5 foot tall.
Oh, wow.
And she had heels that night. She's really short.
Hmm.
But actually strikingly beautiful when you see her
up
close.
Sure.
And yeah, I did look around.
At her booty?
The booty is.
Oh, yeah, there it comes.
Mm. Well, all right, off of the butt talk.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that mid-afternoon energy slump. Like, what do you do to boost your energy?
Nap.
Scott, nap? You know, power nap, but...
10-minute walk.
You said 2 hours one time.
I can take them long.
That would be bad.
All right.
Yeah. How about
it's
you,
like
Jim? What do you do?
I get up and walk around.
Yeah.
I try to do that.
Yeah. Okay, what do you do?
10-minute walk around
the
block.
April?
I never feel a slump. Is that what we're
here?
Here we
go
again. She sleeps well through the night and never slumps. That could
never
be the secret.
And let's not forget she poops on time.
No. Yeah.
She nailed it.
Right, here we go. Let's move it along. We got
all right,
show.
So here we go. So here's the thing. You never want to skip breakfast, right?
Right.
And you want to focus on your breathing. If you're starting to feel tired, breathe, because sometimes we're just half breathing.
Right.
So we want to full belly breath, breathe. And yes, get up, move around, walk around.
Stretch.
That gets the oxygen going. Stretch, down dog.
I love
walk, run,
down dog.
And then hydrate, because sometimes when you're dehydrated, it can cause foggy headedness, lack of focus,
right.
And wait, where am I?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so, and then your power nap is good, but like 20, 30 minutes, Scott. Yeah.
I get it.
And then don't grab for sugar. When you're down, not that Snickers. That's not good. You want a good power snack, like protein with some fat and some fiber. So avocado, turkey, some celery, right?
Uh-huh.
Yum. Handful of nuts.
Almonds.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And then protein shakes. You can add some flax seeds, some bee pollen, and... What's going on behind me?
Sandy.
We should just have her in here.
Activity.
A little afternoon delight, she says.
And the afternoon delight?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works. That can work.
Works.
And then a fresh vegetable juice as well. Oh, she's actually holding a sign that says have sex. That's. But some people, that makes them tired.
Oh, yeah.
They want to sleep.
That's
yeah, Jim?
I need a nap after that.
He needs a nap. Sounds better than avocado.
But I like, here's the thing.
Just saying.
I like avocado, though.
How about some avocado and sex
there
together? I don't know. And then a cup of coffee. So
really?
Some people say no, but grab a cup of coffee. As long as you're not having, you know, 5 cups a day.
Yeah.
A cup in the morning, although that long line, Jim.
Yes, I know.
Right? And a cup in the afternoon. A little
Stay
espresso, but no sugars.
Yeah.
I know, and always off that mic. Sorry, I like want to lean towards you and talk to you.
I know, I know.
So yeah, but that's it. So
that sounds great.
No slamming your head on the wall. No back alley drug deals. You know, that won't work.
No sugar.
No sugar.
No tequila.
No tequila.
No tequila.
Only in the morning.
But that's it. So we're going to be energized.
Nice. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Round of applause. Round of applause. All right, listen, we got to move quickly. We're going to take a short, very short, 1 minute break. And we've got coming back for the second time on this show, we have Miss Lauren Powers,
yes,
who's here to talk to us about something quite fascinating about her life.
Yes.
1 minute musical break. April, take us out. We're going to have Lauren Powers in the studio.
There's not much time left today.
Everybody's up and running. This is Scott. I'm Scott Hayes. This is Radio Caravan. Of course, you're listening to Cakes 93.5, Laguna's only FM. And in the studio for the second time, we have the actress, the model, the dancer, the female bodybuilder, and I love this one, the muscle goddess.
I like that.
I like that.
Miss Lauren,
back.
Lauren Powers.
Yeah, baby.
Look
yeah.
at that. Woo!
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Glad to be here again.
Yeah, for those who can't see, she's a, what's that called, a double bicep pose?
A front double bicep.
Front double bicep pose. So she's here, and she's going to talk about something that she's involved with, and then she's going to come back in about 30 days or when you're ready.
The big reveal.
The big reveal to talk again about this. But I wanted to just chat briefly about, you're a phenomenal specimen physically. I mean,
yes,
you know, it's clear.
Here's $5.
Yeah. And obviously, you're passionate about bodybuilding. You work hard at it. You've devoted your life to it. But why? What is sort of the
That's a good question.
What's the fascination with it all?
Well, it's overall health and wellness now. I've kind of gotten out of the whole heavy, hardcore competition.
Right.
Moved into being a promoter of the lifestyle. I actually have my own fitness competitions now.
Right.
Which are awesome. We'll talk about that in a minute.
We will.
It's so exciting. But just to be a role model, I look extreme for a reason. I think we talked about that last time. My mm-hmm. physique is by design. It's not any mistake. It's on purpose.
Yeah.
It's to, hello, get in your face and get your attention. So maybe you look beyond just the biceps and listen to what I have to say, because what I say is very important.
Right.
I've lived a lifestyle that's, you know, different than most, and I've had an amazing, amazing journey, and I'm here to share that.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. I love that. Is there anybody in this room you don't think you could take in a fight? I mean, you could beat Jim in an arm
wrestle.
You
take me to dinner.
No.
I'm not a fighter, baby. I'm a lover.
Ooh, I love that.
I like that one.
That's right. That's the heart. That's my logo. It's all about the love.
Yeah, and we got some of the shirts as well. Beautiful shirts, by
Thank
the way.
You.
So, you know, I'm
Thank
sure you. People can purchase them online, I'm assuming. Go to your website.
Yeah, I've got lots of stuff. LaurenPowers.com. You'll see what's happening with me, the promotions coming up. But I believe what's exciting right now is I've been casted to go on E's upcoming number one show. It's called Botched.
Right.
And it's with the doctors, Dr. Terry DeBrow and Dr. Paul Nassa from the Housewives.
The husbands of the Housewives.
The husbands of the Housewives.
One from Orange County, the other
from Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Yes. They have united and did a spinoff show of their own because they're amazing plastic surgeons.
Right.
And they're doing...
it's called Botched.
It's
plastic
called
Botched. Surgery's Gone Bad.
There
I think
you
it's
go.
Yeah.
Well, what they do is they help people that have had some horrendous experiences with
right.
plastic surgery.
Yeah, because Lauren, you're not really botched.
No, Jill, I'm not really a botched candidate for the show, but I'm good TV.
You're good TV. You are good TV.
And radio and everything.
Well, no, but I've actually been through, you know, my own experiences, especially with breast surgery over the years. Since I was 18, I've had reductions, and it's taken 10 surgeries to get me to where I'm at today,
right.
which is still not perfect.
Wow.
But
let me,
you know us girls in Orange County, we got to be perfect.
Well, let me ask you about that, Lauren. Why 10 breast surgeries? Is it because of the nature of your workouts that's...
That had something to do with it, Scott. Like I said, I was really large when I was younger. I exploded mm-hmm. at 18. I was flat until 18, and then I was 40 double D.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that, literally almost overnight.
Wow.
Everybody teased me for having no breasts, and I'm like, I'll show you. Boom.
Yeah.
Then they were too big for my career. I was a surfer and all these things when I was younger, and I did some runway modeling in Hawaii, and I was just too large. So
yeah.
we reduced them, and that was the beginning of the nightmare. So
okay.
I technically was botched as a young gal growing up, and I've had numerous surgeries to correct that. So these doctors here have gotten together, and we've talked about it, and they are going to help me because my career is to be a role model in this outer appearance of fitness, you know, which is... It's kind of judged on how you look on the outside, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. And I promote health and wellness in my fitness competition, so I have to look a certain way. So Dr. Nassa is going to help me with my face, which I'm so excited.
So you're going to have a facelift?
Just a lower. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Make me look 17.
Okay.
Wow.
I know. Don't be jealous.
I am.
So I'm very excited about that. He's an expert in that field. And then Dr. DeBrow will be repairing my breasts for the last time. And I go under Monday. Today's Saturday, so I've got one more day left. So Monday morning, it's a big send-off.
Yeah.
I'll be going under, and it's going to be exciting. You'll see it on TV. It's a big season. Season 2 is coming up. They've got 65 patients that have been scheduled for this because they've got bumped up to 20 episodes. It's a big deal. It's a popular show. These doctors are amazing.
Right.
They're doing amazing things for a lot of people. I'm just fortunate to be part of the cast, and I'm excited about it.
You said about $150,000.
They're expensive.
Is that what you're undergoing?
Something like that.
Yeah.
No, they mentioned something about 60 each.
Yeah. 60 so. Each breast.
Oh.
Yeah. So let me ask you.
It would be, well, I'm sorry, I can only pay for one.
You're not getting three, that's
imagine?
For sure. Yeah.
No, I'm getting very, very... well taken care of.
Yeah,
it
sounds
way.
Like you are, definitely.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And
what are they doing with the breasts? Is it going to be a reduction? Is it
going to be, go smaller? My whole look is to become a more feminine look.
Right.
With the face and the breasts and, you know, the whole body.
Right.
I'm not going to lose my biceps, don't worry. But it's too, so, because I'm single, so the whole goal is to be all feminine and sexy to attract
Aww.
A man.
Beautiful, yeah.
So any man out there want to date me,
I'm
we're
sure
looking
they're...
for a reveal for my birthday, which is coming up December 13th, 12, 13, 14, which
Hold
is
on. Let me, before we get there, I'm going to save that for the end because I want people to kind of be exposed.
Well, I want a date for this date.
Oh. You know what we can do? We can do a show on just getting you a date.
There you
get
go.
You on here with the new
kind of a, on the radio Bachelorette.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah. We'll bring roses.
I think that would be right? fun. I think we'd be good.
Well, we're talking about that. That's my next goal, is to go on Bachelorette. And then my goal has always been to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So hopefully with this, all the publicity, I'm going to be on the OC Housewives coming up. Next season, I'm going to be Tamara and probably Lynn Curtin's trainer.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that. I'll be working with Tamara and the girls. Actually, I'm thinking I'm going to be her bodyguard more.
I think so.
You know, interesting, by the way, Dancing with the Stars, is that the name of that show? I saw a video of you online dancing on stage with a partner, and that's the first thing I thought. I thought you would make a great candidate for Dancing with the Stars.
I think America
have you
would think
approached
so.
Them about that?
I have.
Yeah, good
it's
for
hard.
You.
it's number one show. It's a little difficult
totally.
To get in.
But I can see where you'd be perfect for that
show. I just
need
a little more fame, just a little more.
You're getting there.
The book's coming out. I'm writing a book right now. It's called Unleash Your Powers.
Really?
Nice.
Yes.
That sounds great.
I'm going to talk about all my journeys and what I've been through and all the different, you know, trials and triumphs to get to where I'm at.
Let me ask you this. We talked last time we were on the show about growth, the human growth hormone.
Yeah, so, I'm still
you're
a big advocate.
You're still a big advocate.
Doctors are all over it. They know about it. They want me to take more for my recovery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That sounds great. All right, let's talk.
Superwoman.
Woo! Look at the double bicep. Let's talk about the event coming up then, Lauren.
Yes, for my Bachelorette reveal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's my fitness competition.
That's right. Yeah. And it's your birthday.
And it's my birthday, yes. That exact day. It's a fitness show.
The Lauren Powers Christmas Classic Fitness Competition.
It's a Toys for Tots event.
Beautiful.
So bring an unwrapped toy, and you get in free. Mm-hmm. The Marines will be there. All the fitness athletes competing in the various categories from figure, bikini, fitness, men and women's physique, men and women's bodybuilding. Got a full panel of judges. It's a great, exciting. I give lots of awards, lots of swag from the vendors, sponsors were there. We have a full-on expo going off during the whole event as well. Entertainment. I've got, what else?
E-film crew is going to be there.
The crew will be there. That will be my reveal. So hopefully I'll be all healed and fabulous by then.
Oh, so you'll have the surgery done and ready
Monday
for this classic
for
event.
Yeah, that's the big push.
Yeah.
It's going to happen no matter what. So that's 12, 13, 14, which is the date, December 13, 2014.
That's beautiful.
People get confused. They're like, that's a 3-day birthday. And I'm like,
Jim, you going to go? Can you go?
You guys
are
all welcome.
Yeah,
yeah, please.
We have a gala that night, but yeah. Before
because it's going to turn into a party afterwards. I've got bar, food, drinks, dancing, DJ, straight into the birthday bed. Oh, yeah, this is...
Well, so this is called the Lauren Powers Christmas Classic, Saturday, December 13th, 2014, in Costa Mesa.
Right. I rented the whole rec center behind Triangle Square.
I love that Triangle Square.
Free parking. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And, celebration dance party afterwards. Jill's been to all my birthday parties.
That sounds great.
Yes.
And it's a nice event. So dress up. We've got women in evening gowns. Wear your tux, Scott.
Yeah, right.
or Scott can wear a dress.
All there you go.
Hopefully we'll be staying there to party.
Roger would, I'm sure. But
I've got special drinks. I've got sponsors for the special drinks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Laughing Glass Margarita, Tequila, or jumping on board. It's going to be a huge thing. 12-hour event. Pick your block of time you want to come.
Well, we went last year.
The big reveal. The doctors are going to be there to reveal me and the new me.
We went last year. I thought it was a really well-organized event, Lauren. It was really a great job. And
you're there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all there.
A lot of sponsors on the back of the
Lots
page,
of
so
sponsors.
You have a lot of support.
I do.
We're going to get you back on the show, hopefully sometime in December, so we can see the big
reveal. They just had eye surgery, too. So
that's right.
So I'm rocking my glasses.
And what's the deal with the eye surgery, real quickly? What did you do?
The LASIK, the corrective.
Oh, got you. Okay.
I'm doing a whole overhaul, honey.
Yeah. All
you
right.
know, when you're 93 and trying to look 23.
Well, you're only going to look more.
Lauren, we just all wish you such luck. We're going to be with you on Monday. Everything goes well.
It'll be great. I'm in great hands. Like I said, these guys are top in their field and the best in the world. My mom's so excited. She watches all the shows. I'm not a big fan of all the things. I don't watch TV too much
because
I'm making my own.
Yeah, of course.
I'm doing it. It's going to happen, and we're going to rock it. And please come to the event, 12, 13, 14. It's going to be fun, action-packed, not a dull moment.
Lauren, it's always you bring a smile to my face every time I see you, and I'm proud to call you now my friend.
Aww.
And thank you so much for coming into the show.
Namaste. Yay.
Namaste.
Good luck.
All right, hey.
Yeah, one more.
Whoa, I love that. All right, we got a one-minute break, and we're coming back, and we've got a great second half hour talking about this this Spring Mountain Racetrack out in Pahrump, Nevada. So, April, take us out with 1 minute music, And we're back. This is KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM. All right, you're listening to KX 93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I'm Scott Hayes. This is Radio Caravan. I'm in the studio this morning with my co-host, Jim Bastian. What did you think? First opportunity to meet Lauren Powers, by the way.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, she's really
amazing.
She really is quite a phenomenon.
I'm really interested to see how it goes. I mean, you could tell she was excited, but there's a little bit of nervousness and apprehension about going in, you know, surgery. And
absolutely.
She's going to be coming back, and you can tell she's really excited about where things are going for her. So that should be great when
yeah.
we bring her back.
She's a lot of fun. I mean, just a lot of fun. We got the cameras rolling, guys. Yes, everybody's good to go. Excellent. Thank you for the double bicep over there, Cyrus.
And you missed it.
Yeah, and we missed it. All right, in the studio this morning, we have some unique guests who have a unique facility in Pahrump, Nevada. In the studio is John Morris. John is co-owner of Spring Mountain Motor Resort and Country Club in Pahrump, Nevada, less than about an hour's drive from downtown Las Vegas. Yes, John? And, John, I wanted to start with you before I get to Ken here, and then I'll introduce Ken. But this is what I've sort of factored in terms of the Pahrump facility out there. It's the longest private road course in North America with more than 6 miles of racetrack and 50 configurations. Is that true?
Yes.
It is. You race out there radical sports cars, Corvettes. Yes. What else?
Radicals, Corvettes, Lotus series is there, Vipers, just about anything.
You have performance driving schools out there. You have a clubhouse, pool, and fitness facilities, 80-acre freshwater lake for jetpacks.
Yeah, it's 8 acres.
Eight acres.
Sounds better, but yes. We have the water-powered Jetpack America out there along with stand-up paddleboarding, and it's a whole lake facility.
Condominiums, private homes, garages. I mean, it honestly sounds like a dreamland for people who want to drive cars fast.
Yes.
Yeah. And how did you get inspired to create this facility?
You know, just one thing kind of led to the next. When I first started racing cars, I thought, gee, it's not going to be much fun for anybody other than me on the in the car, because the wife or the kids or anybody else would have to be on the asphalt. And most of the tracks that I went to were in a not a great place. They're kind of out in the middle of nowhere with no facilities at all.
Right.
So we started with building some garages where the members put their cars in the garages. And we started with a clubhouse where we had massages and a pool and a workout room and things that would kind of bring a little bit more of the facility. And then next came the condominiums and some of the other things that we did. The Corvette schools are a big part of the facility. We're the only official C7 Corvette school, which is a long-term contract with Chevrolet. The C7 Corvettes have been an incredible car. They're great on the track, along with a new version they're coming out with shortly. So it's just been kind of one thing led to another and a lot of fun.
I want you to sort of describe for listeners and viewers who aren't familiar with these sorts of private country club racetracks, what that experience is like, and who would be the typical type of person who would want to come to this sort of facility?
Well, you know, when you're in a club like Spring Mountain Motorsports Ranch, you're able to get on the track whenever you want to get on the track, pretty much. Every weekend is available. You're able to get on the track during the week. We have a lot of people that are retired, and they just want to have fun in life and have a little adrenaline going, and so they get out on the track, and they'll be there 5 days a week. I can think of one member, Jack Freed, and his wife's an attorney. They both retired from law, and Jack is out there just about every weekend. He has a Radical. He has a Lotus that he drove in the Lotus Cup Series, and then he just got a new Lotus from England just the other day. So he's there 5 days a week usually. So we have guys that just want to come out there and have fun.
Do they have their own cars? Do you have cars out there for them to rent? How's that whole thing work?
We have about 180 garages where the cars are a mixture of anything from a Carrera GT to Corvettes, Porsches, just about anything, Miatas. We have a little Miata series for some of the guys. But we also have our own cars that we have a fleet of about 200 cars. And those are cars that we use for the C7 schools, for the Chevrolet Corvette. Each C7 Corvette comes with a school that is at Spring Mountain. So we, in addition to that, have Radicals that we do for race car schools, and we teach people how to get their racing license with SCCA. We have three different levels of driving schools for the beginning, intermediate, or level two, and level three.
I imagine, when I think of a country club, I think of a place where you go golfing. You know, and you have your clubs, and you rent a cart, and maybe you have a caddy or somebody to help you along there. Mm-hmm. If I were to come out and become a member of your facility, do I have my own caddy? Do I have somebody to prep my car for me and get it ready, or do I have to do all the sort of the dirty work with that?
If you're driving one of the Radicals, most of the guys, we have a mechanic assigned to them, uh-huh. And it's kind of an arrive and drive. So they show up in their jet, or they fly out in one way or another. They get to the track, and they just get in the car and drive. It's all gassed up for them. The tires are checked. The suspension is modified and tweaked, and they have their own mechanics. So they don't do much in that respect. Some of the other guys like to wrench on their own car, it's kind of like a hobby for them in their garage, and their garage looks like a little mini man cave.
Hang
out in the garage all day long.
So, John, I was wondering, I've got a couple friends who are racing enthusiasts, and, you know, you go up to Laguna Seca, you go to some of these places, and I know what you're talking about. Laguna Seca is an amazing, legendary place, but there's not much up there, right?
Yeah,
So how has the business model fared so far, and what's the response been from the market?
It's been terrific because we have a facility, even in the Corvette schools, for instance, we have 60% of the wives that come. So if the husband is taking the Corvette school and the wife isn't taking it, then we are organizing tours to the winery, or they can get a massage, or they can work out in the morning at the workout facility. Now they go to the lake and paddleboard. So it's kind of a full facility for the whole family.
Have there been kids coming out as well?
We have kids that come out too. And the next thing we're doing is a kart track. They're planning to do in this next year in 2015.
Interesting. Is there anything like this elsewhere in the country? Is this something that's a concept that you came up with? Or?
There are. Their first country club was actually in Texas by a guy named Jack Farr, a friend of mine, and we visited him originally in Texas. We've kind of expanded on that concept. So we have a sister club in New York, which is Monticello, and then we also have another sister club that's Audubon in Chicago. Do they have the same infrastructure we have, or some of the things that we do? No.
Ken shaking his
head.
Nothing really compares.
At Spring Mountain, besides racing, we also have a gun range. We also have a racquetball court. We have a basketball court.
horseshoes or just about anything you want to do. We have little sailboats for flying around with the sailboats, or you can go to the lake. And so it's not just one thing that you do there, but it's more adrenaline, and it's much faster than golf.
And a lot faster than golf. And it's a beautiful facility in a beautiful location. You wouldn't think Pahrump, Nevada, right? But it seems to me, because we were out there, you know, a month or two ago, it seems to me that the whole community is sort of surrounding and embracing that that facility out there. Are you finding that to be the case? And
yes.
Development is coming up around the racetrack?
Yeah. We're in the process of getting a final map on 77 homes we're building around the track. And next month, we'll also have the commercial map. That's included with the hotel, theaters, restaurants, wellness center, and a few other things that we're going
to
do out there.
Is the home development in response to your members actually thinking about owning a home out there, or do you think actually independent residents would live out there?
Some just want to live right there at the racetrack. Others come from New York, for instance, they come part of the year. So we rent the homes out for some of the students in the schools, and then when they come in, they're using the home, and they can keep all their toys in the big garage that we're building. So they have a big toy box.
You know, speaking of toys, John always seems to be a very humble individual, yes? But a man with toys, if you want to, like, look it up in the dictionary, and if there were a picture there of somebody with a man with toys, it would be John, I suspect. You fly planes. You have your helicopter out there, right?
Yeah.
You're building your home out there. You do the jetpack stuff. That's your company as well. I mean, just a fascinating guy. John's also sort of launching this whole stem cell therapy program here in Orange County, correct?
Well,
so
here's
and
our
Ken,
CEO,
yeah, we're going to get to
is.
Ken in a moment. He's not here for no reason. We're going to get to him in a moment. So, and it's a beautiful facility out there. It just really is. Listen, I want to take a 30-second break, April, with music, and we're going to come back, and we're talking with John Morris, and we're going to come back and talk with Ken Melgosa as well. And April, take us out for 30 seconds, please. All right, you're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Scott Hayes. This is Radio Caravan, and I'm here, of course, with my co-host, Jim Bastian. And Jim, we were talking with John Morris, you know, about this mountain, Spring Mountain Motor Resort and Country Club. Is that something you would be interested, or friends of yours might be interested
in? You know, it's funny. I'm not a big race guy, but I did the K1 speed thing recently with my kids, and it's amazing once you get behind the wheel and you start feeling the car and the speed, you just become addicted. And so I've talked to a couple buddies of mine who do what John has described all over the country, and I can see myself with a little nudge getting into it big time.
Yeah, well, let me introduce my new best friend, Ken Melgosa, because when we were out there about a month ago, Ken stuck me in his Corvette and gave me a ride around the track, and it was amazing, the adrenaline rush you get driving. How fast would you say we were going on the street?
Not as fast as I was.
Hey, settle down.
Just saying.
April's a little lighter than you are. So.
How fast those cars go out there, Ken?
Well, they can get up to about 150 if you're not a real good driver. But we were doing, I think we probably got up to about 130.
And I had never experienced 130 before in my life. And that was around?
Was down the straightaway.
That was down the straightaway, and then around the corners or the curves?
Around the corners, it just depends on the corner. And you know, some of them were 80 miles an hour corners.
Corvette.
Yeah. Well, Ken is actually a member of this facility, and you've been a member now how long, would you say, Ken?
Since day one, pretty much. I mean, John started talking about it. I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah, but why? I mean, were you just naturally attracted to racing cars? Or?
Well, you know, probably was it maybe a year or two before you bought the club that we met on track. He owned a Viper, I owned a Viper. We started doing these track day events at different tracks around California, and like he said, they were great fun when you're in the car. But you'd get out of the car and you'd sit and you'd wait for your next run group. And typically it's out in the hot sun. You know, you're wrenching on your own car. And a couple years later, John actually went out to Spring Mountain on a race event. And he just absolutely loved the track. All that was there was the track, a couple tents, and some porta potties. and at that point, he was kind of kicking around the idea of the country club. Because, you know, you like to go out. You like to be comfortable.
Right.
And that just wasn't available anywhere in California and really nowhere in the United States. And he bought the track and kind of started talking about the whole country club, you know, golf country club kind of model that for racers.
Right.
And it sounded like a great idea. I mean, and obviously it is. It's fantastic.
And so you said since the beginning, how many years has that been, would you say?
2001, 2002.
So it's been around 12, 13 years. It's been around that long,
Best friends ever since. Mm-hmm.
And you've been best friends ever since.
Yep.
And Ken, I don't want you to be humble on me here. You're a competitive driver, yes? And you've actually won how many of those competitions out there? Specific on which competition.
Okay, well, I won 2012 and 2013 Unlimited Radical Championships.
And you're proud of that, right? I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, because
big trophy.
Yeah.
Anytime you can beat your friends, it's a good deal.
You know, but what is the attraction to driving fast when you're in that car? I mean, is it take a lot of stamina? Does it take a lot of strength? Are there G-forces you're going through at certain moments? How much of the car gets sort of mangled in that process? How often do you have to replace the tires? Can you answer some of those questions?
Well, the car, the Radical itself, is an amazing car. It's designed specifically for racing and for track days and things like that. Tires, you know, it just depends on how much and how hard you drive, but typically you might want to replace the tires once every two to three weekends. The car, like
how much are the tires, by the way, just out of curiosity? Come on.
They're only $1,400.
Yeah.
But if you change them three times in a couple of days, then they get more expensive.
Yeah, right. It depends on how good a driver you are.
G-forces, concentration.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the keys about driving, about really high-performance driving, is you really can't think about anything else other than driving.
Yeah.
You let your concentration go for a split second, and either screw up your lap times or you go off track. It's one of those things that you really have to concentrate when you're driving. And it is physical.
Yeah.
The Radical's 2.5 G's in the corners, probably almost 2 G's under braking.
Wow.
I mean, April experienced a
little
of that.
Yeah, I about peed my pants. But it was awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely, the car feels like it's on rails.
Yeah.
It's really, really great fun. But you kind of have to not think about anything.
Yeah.
For a lot of guys and a lot of girls that actually drive, you kind of, you know, you have your life that goes on around you, and you come out to the track and all you can do is singularly focus on what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's all you do for half an hour, 45 minutes while you're out on track. And it's a great release.
Yeah. Why Pahrumph, John? Why this area outside Nevada? Because the track was already there? Is that sort of why?
Well, it was there, and it was the fastest growing town in the U.S. at the time.
Oh, it was
right on a major highway.
Yeah.
There's 2.7 million visitors that go to Death Valley right down that highway every year. And so we didn't have a problem with the noise restrictions. The county has been terrific to work with, along with the town and the state. So it turned out to be a great partnership.
And then let's talk a little bit, you know, Jim here was asking about the business model there. How does that business model work exactly? Are there membership fees? How are the members sort of coming to you? Do they fly from all over the world to come to the facility? Yeah. Talk a little bit about that whole membership structure.
Memberships that are about 10% is from Canada. We have
really?
A great following from Canada. We've got one from Australia. In fact, I think he's out there this weekend. They fly in from all over the United States. Some have their private jets. Some fly into McCarran. But Las Vegas is an international destination, so it's easy to get to. They really are a very interesting bunch of people.
Yeah.
A lot of professional people, a lot of people that own their own businesses, people that can't find a place where they can think about nothing else.
Right.
We have one writer, Terry Goodkind, that's a good friend, and he writes a lot of books, and he loves to come out there and get in his Radical because he doesn't think about anything else, and he gives him a chance not to think about what he's writing or anything like that and just do something that's totally different.
On that end, what's the typical usage? If a member comes out, I mean, I'm the best golf country club member Cota de Casa has because I play like three times a year and I pay my dues religiously.
Yeah.
What's the usage?
How Jack Nicklaus course right next door across the street.
Nice.
You know, a lot of the members are there every weekend practically. One of the girls that's going to be probably second in the rookie series this year, Monica and Terry are out pretty much every weekend, and they're driving a myriad of cars. They have a Mustang, they have a Radical, a couple of Radicals, and that's just part of their lifestyle. Same thing with Jack Fried, as an example, the retired attorney I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Some of the people we might not see for 3 or 4 months, and others we see every month because they're in the racing series, which is the Radical Racing Series.
And so if Jim and I and anybody else wanted to come out to the facility, is that something that the average person could do to visit the facility, to check it out, to figure out whether it's right for us or not? Mm-hmm. How does that process work?
We give a lot of tours for the facility.
Okay.
What we'd probably do is show you the track, take you around the track a little bit, maybe I'd stick you in the helicopter and fly you around, depending on who you are. We really have a chance to kind of explain what we do with the Radicals, the Corvettes, and so on. But we do have a lot of track day companies that will rent the facility. So if you want to take your car out, or if you wanted to rent a car from us, you could drive for the weekend in an intermediate or novice group.
Yeah.
If you want to get up to some of the higher groups, then we'd want to put you through a school and get you a little higher end.
So you don't need to have a car to get out there and enjoy it?
No. You can always rent one from us.
Do you guys at your law firm ever do, like, weekend retreats?
Or we do. We actually just had our partner retreat yesterday down here at the beach. And, you talk about K-1. This is, like, K-1 on steroids, right? Yeah. You know, it'd be a great opportunity to bring your company
out
there.
Over at Hertz and rent a car and come out and return it.
Yeah, there you go.
Can you talk about membership fees?
Membership fees right now for what we call a charter member, this family membership, is $45,000. It's an equity-type membership where they can't sell it in the period of time where some of the original memberships were $15,000, where they've paid quite a bit of money on the membership. Dues right now are $5,000 a year. And then we have some different factions in that. But we have about 300 members right now. It's growing. And we have a lot of exciting things I can't talk about, but we'll be able to announce in about a month or so. That's going to cause the membership to grow quite a bit further.
What's the goal? What's your ideal membership target that you're looking for?
We'd like to be around 500. There are so many things going on with Chevrolet right now, with their new Z06 that's coming out and their new performance division. And so we've had most all the executives out during the last few weeks, and I just can't talk about it, but there's a lot of things they're going to announce probably in possibly January or on. That's going to change the membership and add quite a bit more, I think, to the membership.
I was reading something about car companies wanting to use your facility for testing.
Yeah.
Hey, talk a little bit about that, because that seemed really like
AMG
high demand.
Out there right now. They have one of the tracks, and they have all their models of the AMG. And so we have car companies like Porsche and Mercedes. Aston Martin was out with a 24-hour race we did with the journalists. And I know we have 75 journalists coming in the first week of January that will be working with the new Z06 Corvette. I think I'm allowed to say that. So we have a lot of companies that do car testing between the different corners that we have, the length of the tracks. We have four different tracks, so it's not just one track, but they have four different tracks. And then they can have their VIP events, so they can have a nice luncheon in the clubhouse, and it makes a really nice place to have a VIP event.
You know, Ken, let me ask you. I know when we were out there, you were talking. I was asking you about the competitive nature of this sort of driving level and what the difference is between those who participate on this level, which is still sort of, is it considered amateur level? How do you describe it?
Yeah, I mean, we don't get paid to do this. We pay for the privilege to do this.
And so what's the difference between the skill level of your group compared to the skill level of the group that's considered professional?
Well, I guess it depends on the level of the professional. We have some really, really good drivers.
Okay.
Some guys that are very, very competitive. But it's like anything else. We have a wide range of drivers. Mm-hmm. We have some drivers that will probably never stand on the podium, but they just love doing it. And they come out, and they're out there every single weekend, and they just love doing it. And then you have other guys that are kind of at the pointy end of the spear that fight real hard for every position.
Yeah.
And you have guys that are kind of in the middle of the pack that, you know, you've always got somebody to play with, to compete with, which is really nice about Spring Mountain. And it's not so the difference between kind of us and the professionals is that, you know, they're our own cars.
Okay.
We own them, and so we're a little more we're a little more careful. If we, you know, bend a car, we're going to have to pay for it. The professional driver bends a car, he doesn't have to pay for it.
That makes sense. And so, you know, it's like that old Jerry Seinfeld joke, you know, the difference between, you know, the race or the Olympics. The first, second, and third is here, here, and here. And for those who can't see, I'm moving my head about a quarter of an inch, a little bit. What's the difference in terms of timing between your track or your racers compared to the professionals, would you say?
You know, I don't know that it's that it's that far off. We haven't really had many professionals come out and drive a similar car on a similar day, on a similar, you know, similar track.
Actually, we have a number of professionals that are driving instructors for the C7s.
We do, yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
They've driven at Indy and a lot of others. And then we have Ronnie Fellows that comes out once a month.
Yeah.
And so the difference between... if you take a club member and you're talking about associations like SCCCA, NASA, or other racing associations, then you're really looking at maybe 2 seconds, 1 second. Our five best drivers, I'd say, that are driving at the track could win the Nationals at SCCA, which years and years ago I was going to, because they're that fast. And there's a very small difference, and it's within a tenth of a second for the top five.
Yeah.
So the professional drivers, you're usually looking at 1 to 2 seconds on a course or something like that. But we've got a lot of instructors there as professionals, and they're pretty close because these guys are pretty dedicated.
There's a lot of celebrities that are involved in racing. You know, Patrick Dempsey comes to mind as being someone who's pretty prominent and actually quite good. They own their own teams. Mm-hmm. Any celebrity members or any celebrities out there visiting the track?
Yeah, we do, but we try not to talk
obviously,
about it
too
very
keep
much.
Up.
We do have quite a few.
Well, John's a celebrity. Yeah. John, how fast do you go? How are your skills on the track? How are your skills on the track?
Well, I like to drive.
He's
you know,
probably one of the fastest guys out there.
Really?
On any given day, he could be the fastest guy out there, yeah.
John, what's your background? What's your background? Were you, graduated college, went into the armed services?
I mean, getting a lot of different businesses. The last business I was in was the original PC business and computers.
Then in the real estate industry, I think it was?
In the real estate industry.
Uh-huh.
And then an internet company called Advanced Access was one of the companies
that
sold a while back. And I was in the restaurant business. I had a car dealership. I've been in a lot of businesses.
Were you a pilot in the Army as well?
No, because then I had to stay another year. So I just offered to be a door gunner, but I had my license at that time for a fixed wing.
Right.
But then later got my rotary license for helicopters.
Beautiful. And then the facility in Pahrump, you took us on a helicopter tour and sort of explained to us that there's more acres you're purchasing out toward the mountains. Can you talk a little bit about the expansion?
Yeah, BLM has set aside some acreage that we'd be expanding the track, and the plan is to expand the track to possibly 15 miles, which would make us the longest track in the world.
Wow.
The next track would be a test track going up. It brings us all the way up to a mountain where we can put a zip line from there all the way down to the aquatic center. The other track would be another track we'd have as a spectator track. Tie them all together, and they're 15 miles, the longest track in the world. And since it's Las Vegas, it seems like that's what we got to do.
And you got the lake out there, not 80-acre lake, but an 8-acre lake,
yeah,
right?
It's an 8-acre area that has, we're getting ready to put in 20 RVs and casitas up on top of the lake that look down into the lake. And the lake is just crystal clear like the Caribbean, and more white sandy beaches and more grass from when you were out there before. Mm-hmm. It's now about 13 feet deep. And it's really great to be able to run around the jetpack and not have to get the salt off of you.
Amazing. How can people learn more about your facility? Where would you go? Who do they call? I mean, do they go to a website? How's that whole process?
Best thing to do is go to the website racespringmountain.com.
Racespringmountain.com. And Jim?
No, I was just looking online. One of the things you see is the reviews are amazing. So many people have responded so favorably. You rarely see that about new facilities or newer facilities, especially with this concept. Where do you think this thing goes, ultimately? What's your grand vision?
Well, during the next couple of years, I'm pretty excited because we're going to develop all the commercial out in front. We're putting in a kart track, which will bridge the five-year-old on up. The next track that we're building. The homes that we're building right now gives you a place where you really actually have a second home right there and be at the track. And at the same time, it allows us to rent it if you're from New York or Florida or one of the other places that our members are a little further away. So during the next 2 years, it's going to change dramatically along with our little wellness center that we'd like to put in front. And then after that, we'll be continuing to build the track and and refine the facility.
Jim, you got to go online. You got to drive out there if you ever get the opportunity and check out this facility. And if you don't have that opportunity, go online and look at the photos. It's just an amazing vision out there, John, that you're creating. It's like unlike anything I've ever seen or experienced in my life.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
I have to see it in person.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah,
there's nothing that compares to walking into the place, and just it's amazing.
It's a safe track. You've never had any problems out there, any accidents, anything along those lines. Ken, for potential members out there, what would you like to say to potential members, or some sort of advice to give them?
If you even have a passing interest in driving, you got to at least come and check it out. I mean, you know, website's great, the videos are nice and everything, but you can't really have a concept of what it really is like until you show up. That's the biggest, you know, probably suggestion I can make for people.
Ken, how much money would you say you spend on an average month on your little fancy passion of yours?
I think my wife is listening, so.
Because it can get costly.
It can, yeah, it definitely can. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not something that is inexpensive by any means, but you don't actually have to drive a Radical. I mean, we have lots of people that drive Miatas, and the Miatas cost $10,000, you know, and they're race prepped, and the guys, those guys, they race really, really close. They're within, you know, a half a second of each other, and they have a great time.
Yeah.
They're not as fast as the Radicals, but they still get their adrenaline rush. Tires, they might change tires once a year, you know, so there's ways to get involved and to go out and have the same kind of fun without spending a whole
Scott, time. I'm actually surprised. When you said what the membership costs and the dues, that's actually very reasonable. I expected it to be much higher given what you guys offer there. And if I compare it to a golf membership, it's on the low end.
Yeah.
And I don't think a golfer gets the same experience as you guys are getting out there on the course.
Well, I think you compare it to some of the other country clubs around the country compared to what we actually have at Spring Mountain with all the different you know, amenities, you'd be surprised with some of the other memberships charge.
John, it's an incredible vision, and congratulations on just continuing to grow that facility out there. I don't know how you manage to do all that you do in your life between the helicopters and the planes and the jetpacks and the racing cars and the stem cell therapy research programs in the Perump facility, but you're an amazing person.
Thanks,
and very,
thanks for having us.
Very humble, and it's just it's an interesting combination. So thank you for coming on our show today.
I
really
want to say something.
April, please.
I think even if you don't,
you got 1 minute.
I think even if you don't have an interest in racing, once you go there, you will, because I felt that when I went there, and it's kind of cool. It just was kind of a family feel. The club and everybody there is so nice, and I just really liked it.
You know, that's a great point, because when we were out there, we felt very welcomed, and it was just a warm, embracing feel. And I got to believe that's just exactly how it is out there. And I think one of you made the comment to me that that's what you sort of strive for.
Yeah, the staff is absolutely phenomenal. And a lot of the reviews that you'll find, people come out, they become part of the family. And they feel that because that's how the staff feels about, you know, the clientele and the people that come to the classes and the members. It's amazing.
John, can you give us a website one more time, please?
Racemountain.com.
Beautiful. I'm Scott Hayes. On behalf of myself and Jim Bastian, this is Radio Caravan on KX 93.5. April, take us out with a little music, please.